أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. And we seek refuge in Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him. From our own evils and from our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa antum muslimun. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and die not except as Muslims. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. O you who believe, be aware of Allah and speak a straightforward word. He will forgive your sins and repair your deeds, and whoever takes Allah and His Prophet as a guide, he has already achieved a mighty victory. My respected brothers and sisters, our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid great emphasis on the quest for knowledge, and he urged Muslims to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, and to seek knowledge even unto China. I see a few new faces here today. I would therefore like to welcome all the new students, the non-students who have come to join our Jumu'ah for the first time. You will find in the coming days and weeks, as we all enjoy the blessings of Ramadan, that we have a very special community here at Royal Holloway. Our community is a wide cross-section of the Muslim world. It's like an ummah in miniature. All our families have a close and caring relationship towards each other and towards our students. Brother Amr Shukri, who used to give some excellent khutbas here in the past, once described our community as the Ansar, or the helpers, and the students as the Muhajireen, or those who migrated, just like those Ansar of Medina who helped the Muhajireen of Makkah during the momentous journey, the Hijrah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brother Amr was offering us a very kind and generous compliment. In a way, every student is also making a kind of Hijrah, a migration from traveling by traveling from their homes and loved ones in search of knowledge. And at a much deeper level, those who go forth in search of knowledge are making the hijrah, or migration, from ignorance towards knowledge, understanding and wisdom. This is a noble ambition that is very strongly encouraged in Islam. It was this quest for knowledge, activated by the Holy Quran and the prophetic Sunnah, that transformed those desert nomads, our noble and illustrious ancestors, into the leaders of civilization when the rest of Europe was gripped in superstition and darkness. Dear brothers and sisters, as you commence this great adventure of learning at university, you must always be critically aware of any cultural bias in your study material. The Eurocentric view is often found in subjects like history. There is a trend away from this these days, but a lot of the material still has this Eurocentric view. In its crudest form, it portrays the entire history of mankind as simply an enlarged history of Europe and its Greek and Roman origins. Other civilizations are only considered in the way that they impinged on the history of the West. For example, you might read that Christopher Columbus discovered America. But really the truth is that he was looking for India and he got lost. He lost his way. The Native Americans discovered him and they told him where he was, and then they gave him some potatoes and tobacco and he came back to Europe. So you must be aware of any subliminal messages and hidden agendas in your study material. Sometimes unproven theories are presented as hard truths. If you are studying the natural sciences, be mindful of the pervasive influence of Darwinism. There is today a lively debate between creationists and Darwinists. You know, scientific theories and assumptions are there to be questioned and challenged. Don't take anything at face value. Do engage with your tutors and follow and your fellow students in a healthy intellectual discourse. The Islamic view is not anti-scientific. Islam encourages science and puts the work of science into perspective. For example, the accepted modern scientific view of creation is that the whole universe, matter, energy, space and time, began with a big bang some 14 billion years ago. The theory is that everything began purely by chance, and it flatly denies the possibility of a creator having brought things into life as a part of a deliberate plan. If indeed everything began with a big bang, then we Muslims know that the bang occurred precisely between the two Arabic letters Kaf and Noon. Kun, be, fayakun, and it is, it becomes. Allah the Glorified and Exalted tells us in the Holy Quran, in the last three verses of Surah Yasin, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول لهم كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون. Is not he who created the heavens and the earth able to create the like thereof? Yes, indeed, for he is the Creator Supreme, of infinite skill and knowledge. Truly, when he intends a thing, his command is be, and it is. So glory to him in whose hands is the dominion of all things, and to him will you all be brought back. Brothers and sisters, here in this beautiful and eloquent verse from the Holy Quran, we discover the simple truth about the beginning and the end of everything. I promise you, if you take all the scientific theories and lay them side by side with the Quranic view of creation, you will not find a simpler, more logical and rational explanation. The idea that all the marvelous complexity of the universe all began by chance, by a random collision of matter, is very difficult to accept. All the complex laws of physics, of motion and gravity, of chemistry and genetics, they are also finely balanced. Living cells have such an intricate design that they simply cannot have come into existence by chance. After many years of study, research and reflection, the famous British astronomer and mathematician Fred Hoyle came to this conclusion. He said that if you can believe that everything began by chance, without a creator, then it's like saying a tornado can rip its way through a junkyard and then assemble a complete Boeing 747 jumbo jet as it moves away. If you can believe that, then you can believe anything. Dear brothers and sisters, I do hope that you will enjoy your learning experience at university. Remember, as Muslims and believers, you will have a great advantage over others. You have a spiritual dimension which informs your search for knowledge and gives it a context and a meaning. Whether you are studying petroleum geology or mathematics, computer encryption or medieval history, astronomy or management, you are really exploring Allah's beautiful world. his wonderful world, in order to make a positive creation to humankind. Remember always that with every step that you take on this exciting journey, with every new idea that swims into your mental horizon, you should say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Glory to Allah, praise to Allah, Allah is the greatest. All beneficial knowledge comes from Allah, because we live in a purposeful universe. Allah has created everything with a purpose. Remember, every time you learn something new and useful, Allah has lifted a veil and He has uncovered another sign or ayat for you from His wonderful unwritten Quran, which is the world of nature. Verse 190 of Surah Al-Imran makes this very clear. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari wa la'ayatil uli al-albab. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Behold, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, there are indeed signs for men of understanding, men who celebrate the praises of Allah, standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides, and who contemplate the wonders of creation in the heavens and the earth with the thought, Our Lord, not for nothing have you created all this. Glory to you. Save us from the penalty of the fire. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khairil mursaleen, Muhammadan Nabiyil Ummi wa ala Ali wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azim. All glory is for Allah, all praise is for Allah. There is no power and no strength except with Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, there are two kinds of university. Royal Holloway belongs to the first kind, where you study and your hard work is rewarded by a degree or a doctorate. This kind of university is something you can choose to enter or not. The other kind of university is the university of life. This is where we all acquire our informal or non-formal education, which can be as important as any formal degree or doctorate. We all have to pass through this one, and we have no choice in the matter. And the main section in this university is the Faculty of Hard Knocks, which you can also describe as the Department of Distress and Endurance. All of the most distinguished human beings, the prophets, the sages, the friends of Allah, and the great leaders of history have graduated from this department. How well we do depends on our preparation. Are we equipped physically, emotionally, spiritually for the university of life? Studying Islam through the Quran and the Sunnah, reading widely, and listening to this khutbah, for example, is part of our course material. The university of life is a long one. It's literally lifelong learning. These two kinds of university are not mutually exclusive. In fact, they complement and they reinforce one another. Your formal university should be an extension of your university of life, and vice versa. When our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam urged his followers to seek knowledge, he was not just talking of formal education as we know it today. In Islam, there is no artificial barrier between formal and informal learning, just as there is no artificial barrier between secular and sacred learning. Those of us who have been to the universities in the Muslim world, you'll find quite often they are attached to a mosque and right next to a marketplace. And anyone can walk in and sit at the foot of a sheikh and listen to his lecture. So this is something very wonderful in the Muslim world, the attitude towards knowledge. If you pursue knowledge that leads to a better understanding of God's wonderful creation, and you use that knowledge for the benefit of humankind, you are given a very high status. Listen to what Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to say about those who seek knowledge. Mu'adh bin Jabal narrated that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Acquire knowledge, for surely it leads to fear of Allah. Seeking it is an act of worship. Studying it is praising Allah. Seeking it is jihad. Teaching it to whomever doesn't know it is an act of charity, and giving it to its people draws one closer to them. Knowledge points to the permissible and the forbidden, and it is a shining light pointing the way to paradise. It comforts the lonely, it befriends the estranged, and it talks to you in seclusion. It is a guide through prosperity and adversity. It is a weapon against enemies, and it is the best of friends. With knowledge, Allah raises people to high stations, making them leaders in goodness, whose steps are traced. Their example is emulated, their opinion followed. The angels like to sit with the people of knowledge, surrounding their wings, and everything dry or wet, fish of the sea and animals on land, will ask Allah to forgive them." I really like this part. I'll repeat it. The angels like to sit with the people of knowledge, covering their wings. And everything dry or wet, fish of the sea and animals on land, will ask Allah to forgive them. Knowledge gives life to the heart in the midst of ignorance, and illuminates vision in the darkness. With knowledge, God's servants become the elite and reach the highest degrees in this life and in the hereafter. Contemplation with knowledge, which is known as tafakkur, is equivalent to fasting. Spending time to study is equivalent to standing the night in prayer. Duties to relatives are fulfilled by it, and through it the halal and the haram are known. Knowledge precedes action, and action always follows it. The fortunate ones attain it, and the miserable ones are deprived of it. Those are the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These beautiful words concerning knowledge came from an unlettered prophet. What a beautiful and inspiring speech. My dear brothers and sisters, I sincerely hope that you will pursue your lifelong quest for knowledge in the true Islamic spirit of seeking to please Allah, glorifying His name and serving all His creatures with love and compassion. Make it your main goal to seek and to find Allah's good pleasure, and consider your work, your career, even your leisure time as simply the practical way in which you have chosen to do this. Whatever you do, make sure that the material things and creature comforts do not become your main concern in life. If by Allah's grace you will earn a high salary, you enjoy a comfortable home and drive a nice car, make sure you keep them all at arm's length. Do not hold them close to your heart. Let these material things always remain the byproducts of serving Allah. It should never become your main agenda. Let us try to be like those wonderful human beings, our noble ancestors, who pursued knowledge with energy and passion, but never lost sight of their faith. Remarkable individuals, and I'll just mention a few of them, Ibn Khaldun, for example, who laid the foundations of modern sociology and historiography. Ibn Sina, whose Qanun fi Tibb, or Canon of Medicine, was a standard medical textbook for 600 years. Al-Khwarizmi, whose work on mathematics gave us the algorithms that underpin the work of computers and space travel. Ibn Hazm, who was a brilliant jurist, Ibn Hazm al-Andalusi, a brilliant jurist, mathematician, logician, linguist and scholar, a true Renaissance man, three centuries before the Renaissance, the rebirth of learning in Europe. I could go on and on, but time is short. I cannot imagine any of these great and noble scholars saying, "Oh well, that's good enough, I've done enough for today, it's It's more than my job's worth. These men worked tirelessly until they achieved excellent results. Quality and excellence was a passion to them. Let us not be ashamed to do well. Don't be satisfied by just getting by on the minimum achievements, the minimum results. Reach for the sky and aim for the stars. Let us pray to Allah to spiritualize our quest for knowledge so that every path we take brings us closer to Him. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. My Lord, give us the best of this world and the best of the next world and save us from the torment of the fire. O Allah, let us become like those beloved and noble ancestors whom your angels surrounded with their wings, and let all creatures wet and dry on land and sea pray forgiveness for us in our quest to find your sacred knowledge. Ameen. Aqimus Salah.